pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle?
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Neesler?
Here.
Attorney Acosta?
Here.
Mayor Rhodes?
Here. First thing on the agenda, approval of minutes for July 9th in your packages. I'm not aware of any changes if we missed something. Think so?
I move we accept them.
Got a motion by Ms. Bourgeois to accept the minutes. Second by Mr. Richard. All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, that's right. Any comments from the audience? No comments from the audience? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Committee reports. Finance Committee, you have your budget to actual, which the budget year just started, so that should be pretty easy to look at. We hadn't spent a whole lot of money yet. Any questions on that?
We're up over $30,000 right now.
Uh-huh.
Said we're up over $30,000 right now.
Yeah, moving right along, huh? All right, so with that, we'll move forward to, in your package is a Louisiana compliance questionnaire we have to do every year for the for our audit. We just have to ratify that, that we looked at this questionnaire, and I signed it already. I checked everything off that we do. We follow all the rules. That's pretty much what it's saying. Do you follow all the rules for public bid? And we just have to ratify it in our minute meeting minutes.
Is this for last fiscal year?
Yeah, it's for the, yes, last fiscal year. So it'll be 2017 to 18. Yep, June to June or July to July. So I guess we'll just have a motion just to accept the compliance questionnaire. It's okay for me to sign it?
I move.
Moved by Mr. Neesler?
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Public Works, I'll read an update real fast. Total rainfall for July, we had 5 rain events at 2.9 inches, no drainage issues, several skate alarms at our Live Oak lift stations due to a faulty check valve that's been repaired and is running fine, one out of compliance test result on our sewer treatment facility for high ammonia. We had 2 violations in our DEQ audit. We wrote a letter back to the DEQ. Stating our corrective action, one of the corrective actions. We ordered a new flow meter for the sewer pond to comply with the permit. It's still on order. We don't have it in yet. It should be coming in soon. We also installed a new motor to put more aeration in pond number 2. That's going to help with the ammonia levels that we were out of compliance on. We received our new UTV vehicle, and it's around town, doing well. No personnel incidents for the maintenance department. Roadside debris from Republic is scheduled for this week. It should have started today. We hadn't seen the truck yet, but it should run all week through Friday. So hopefully they'll get all our garbage picked up. We have a lot. Shane's got an eye on it. And our extra monthly pickup that we do within the town of Brule is on August the 31st. So if you miss this one, you have a little bit extra the size of a piece of plywood. 4x8 sheet of plywood. They'll pick that up on the Friday the 31st. So with that, I don't have anything else on the for the Public Works update.
They're going to pick up that pile out there on St. Mary's?
Yes. We notified them and they're aware of it, so they're going to send the proper stuff to get it. I don't know what date. All right. Status update from 429 to 441 Gwynn Street. You want to give us a little status update?
Well, how y'all doing?
Good.
We have completed everything except we haven't did the sheetrock and the flooring. And someone came in today to take pictures. Have y'all gotten them?
Yeah, we got some pictures.
Yeah, so, you know, we're trying to move forward. But like I say, you know, we doing our pockets. So, and then school started. I have a lot of grandkids. So, you know, we're working on it, though.
Okay. Yeah, we looked at the pictures, and we're just trying to keep you moving. If you can just keep moving on it, we really appreciate it. We have the pictures if you guys want to see them. There's some stuff that's open, that ceiling is open, it needs to be repaired. So, yeah, keep on top of it. We'd really like to get this off of our list where you don't have to keep coming back.
Yeah, I would like that, too.
But according to the pictures, we're not quite to that point yet.
Okay.
So, but the outside looks...
Outside looks great.
Okay.
So we just got to get that inside part to where we can take it off our derelict buildings list and move forward from there.
Okay.
So keep working on it.
You want to put it on the November?
See, what month are we in?
3 months from now?
Yeah, let's do 3 months. Yeah.
Would be November the 12th.
Yep.
That'll be fine.
That'll be okay.
And I'm praying that when I come back November, we'll be done.
Yeah. If you get it done, let me know.
Okay.
Right before the meeting, we'll send Shane, like we did this time, take some more pictures, and then we can show all the pictures of the completed work and be done with it, hopefully.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming. Y'all okay with that, to move for 3 months?
Yeah.
We don't need to vote on that on time. Okay. All right. We'll move forward to planning and zoning. I don't have anything there. Personnel committee, I don't have anything. Shane and I have been talking a little bit just on the personnel. It's not on the agenda. I'm just going to mention it, that he's looking at possibly hiring our part-time guy full-time next month. So I say part-time. He's temporary guy. So he's looking at possibly offering him a job next month. So we'll look at that next month. Recreation committee, I don't have anything. Police committee? Law publications recognition?
All right. Let me give you a little background on how we even got started with this deal. We was trying to find some literature on, you know, different types of crimes and how they're handled for the community when they come in, because a lot of times people come in with like identity theft or some different type things, and they're unsure of the process, how it works and everything, and they don't catch on to what we're talking about a lot of times when they're saying it, because it's right in the moments. So we started looking around at different companies that sold little books on how to deal with it and what's the next step and everything. Called Josh with Law Publications, and we was going to purchase all this stuff from him, but he said that they can go around and take donations from the businesses and stuff and just put like a little ad in there, you know, and went around all the different businesses in town and the surrounding area, and I think he was able to raise close to $6,000, maybe a little over $6,000. So we got some real good literature on different things. We got a ton of coloring books and things for the elementary schools, and some little bit different activity books for the middle school. A lot of good stuff. We appreciate his effort. That's him right there. We have some of the businesses came today. We just like to get him a little certificate of appreciation. Let's see. Which one we got first here? This one, she's here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, we have what it says right here. It says, we're grateful for the sponsorship and assistance you have given the Ruland Police Department. In appreciation of your support and for your interest in the welfare of the community, we take privilege in presenting the certificate to acknowledge your generosity. And the first one we have is for Rivertown Animal Hospital.
Thank you.
We got J&A Camper Sales.
Where is he located?
Right south of Pelerance.
Yeah.
Okay.
They just opened. When y'all opened last
Thank
year,
you.
Bud? Yeah. We have Miss Brittany Weaver, State Farm. She's right there in Addis. Thank you. Really appreciate it. We got Derek's Heating and Air. I just want to mention the other ones we had. We had Lejeune's Body Shop, Noah's Pharmacy, Mary Lee Donuts, Bayou Bistro, Cafe Maison, Roadrunner Towing and Recovery, Daniel Pharmacy, and Hampton Inn. And we're going to get these certificates over to them, but we really appreciate what they did for the community.
Good. Danielle, I'll make a list so we can put that
okay.
in the minutes.
Yeah.
So we have all that in
there. All right. But
thanks
everyone. We really appreciate y'all's support.
Yeah, thank y'all for doing that. We're really proud of our police department and you guys helping out on that end helps us out and they're very active with the children and in the community, so we appreciate you guys helping out.
And thank you for calling.
Yeah.
No problem, thank you for having me.
And thank y'all for coming tonight, too.
You put in a lot of work, did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Greg.
Thanks, Josh.
Yes, sir, thank you.
All right, thank you, guys. Next up, Governmental Affairs Committee, consider three landmark plaques.
Yeah, we have the home. Okay, this first home is owned today by Mike and Karen Averett, built by Emily Altazan Andre and her husband Roy Andre Sr., Shane's grandparents. And the home was built in 1963. Miss Emily and Mr. Roy had come to Brule several years before that. They had moved the old Lotmaster's house from Port Allen area when the when the Intracoastal Canal was built. And they later sold that to Lynn Pusho and built this house on Albion Street. Miss Emily was known in the community for helping people. She was a very generous and kind person. And I'm not gonna subject y'all to hearing the oak tree poem again tonight, but Shana did read it. She wrote a wonderful poem about the oak tree, and we have it in our Brule book, and we also have it in a frame in the hallway. And she wrote that poem in 1957. And the next picture just shows, you know, one generation of the people that used to sit around the oak tree, because it was a gathering place. So years had been a gathering place. So she memorialized the oak tree as a social center with her poem. So Miss Emily and Mr. Roy were important people in our community, and we want to honor their home with a landmark plaque. This is the home of Arlen Landry on Lee Drive in Courtney Estates. And Arlen and his late wife Betty built this home in 1965. And it was constructed according to plans that he and his wife had developed. And the contractor was Mr. Lemoyne from Hamburg, Louisiana. And he said that the home was built on the first lot that was sold in Courtney Estates. So that was one of our newer subdivisions in Brule. And Mr. Arlen's family has lived in that home since it was built. And Arlen served on the water board, District Number 2, for 39 years in our community. And he served 9 years as president of the water board. So he contributed to our community also. And the next one is on Allen Street also. It's now owned by Todd Lucas, but it was built by Mr. Jack Saradet Jr. and his wife, Faye Saradet. And this narration is from one of the daughters, and she thinks the house was built between 1959 and 1960. And when they moved in, Allen Street was gravel road. And that side of the street was called Saradet Acres, because the Saradet family owned that side of the street. And she remembers the family living there and picking pecans to earn money to go to the 4-H fair in Port Allen, which many people did in that generation. And she remembers that people still had cattle back there, and they chased lightning bugs. So she had memories that went back pretty far about that. And when they built the house, to the right of the picture, next to the big opening for the garage, you see a little door, and that was Miss Faye's beauty parlor. So that was original for the house. So we want to recommend these three homes to receive the landmark plaque. I'll make that motion.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Bourgeois. We have a motion to consider these three landmark plaques. Do I have a second?
Sir.
Second by Mr. Richard. Any comments from the audience? Mr. Arlen, you got any comments? No comments from Mr. Arlen? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Thank you, Ms. Bourgeois. All right, consideration of vetoed ordinances. Don't have any. Hearing and final action on ordinances, we don't have any. Introduction of ordinances, anybody have anything? I don't have anything. Resolutions, commendations, nothing. Police Department report?
Good evening. So last month we had 8 alarm calls, 13 warrant arrests. We assisted 2 other agencies twice. We had 2 civil complaints, 11 miscellaneous complaints, 4 disturbances, 2 public assists, 38 vehicle tows for no insurance, 7 crash reports, 5 suspicious persons or vehicles, 5 medical calls, 3 unlocks, 3 traffic complaints, 1 fire, 1 missing person was found or was never really missing, 1 battery, 2 thefts, 1 damage to property, and 1 identity theft from Baton Rouge, for a total of 110 complaints, 254 total citations, and 362 total violations. Good? All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir. No correspondence that I know of. Mayor's report, just real quick, I'll kind of cover what we did last week, just to put this in the minutes. Blaine and Shane, Andre and Rusty, and Patricia and myself attended the LMA conference in Lake Charles. We learned some good stuff, and we had some good conferences, and I mean some good meetings and some not so good ones. But anyway, it was good to go. It's good to get out and make connections there. As of today, grant applications. Have you heard anything, Blaine? I haven't heard anything on our grant. So the 2 grant applications, still no word on those for our project at the River Road. We're going to start, Shane and I talked today, we're going to get with Roy about road overlays. And we're going to look and see which roads we need to overlay. Lee Drive, Gwynn Street, and Hebert Street are probably the oldest ones, but we're going to get Roy to come take a look to see if maybe we have something else that might be a little bit worse. I know Orleans Quarters in the back is horrible.
Yeah.
So we're going to look around and see what we can do on road overlay projects. So we're going to start the process for that. I went to a school convocation last Monday. All the teachers and faculty workers, lunchroom workers, everybody comes, and Wes Watts gives a little presentation, a rah-rah speech to get everybody fired up for school. So school's back in session. That was a really neat thing. I talked to Wes while I was there, and I got with Tom. We're working on that annexation piece because the school is going to stick outside the town limits a little bit up north. So we're working on that. Tom's going through the motions to get all the legal stuff, the legal maps. We have to introduce it. We're working on that.
Tom, do we need a motion to authorize the mayor to sign necessary documents? I know there was a problem with
We're not at that point yet.
Okay.
Yeah, we're still waiting on the official map that picks that up.
Yeah, and we've got to get the
survey redone.
Yeah.
The map that was used for the purchase did not extend all the way across the highway to the railroad right away, and it did not state the width of the area that falls north of the Section 12, Section 11 line and north of the town brewery. So
it's preliminary, but we're working on it.
We're going to first see if the surveyor who did that for the school board, how much they can charge us to do that.
Okay.
and maybe get at least one other estimate if we think that's an unreasonable amount.
It's really new, so we're working on it. We're going to get it done sooner than later.
So I saw some equipment out there. Do you know the status as far as project schedule?
2020 is finished date. I don't know what month in 2020, but I know they're just going to scratch ground and load dirt now because it's it's not even complete. The plans are not, I say the plans, that's the wrong term to use.
Engineering.
Yeah, they need some more stuff to be done with the plans. So I think they're just going to do some dirt work, prep work, maybe pack compaction stuff for right now. That's what you see going on now. So, yeah, I don't think you'll see construction for a while. Yeah. And then I think what they'll do is they load the dirt, and I could be wrong, and I think they take it all off, and they bring stuff back in. It's just a compaction thing instead of having to drive pilings or whatever. And they may even start driving pilings for all I know. I don't know. But 2020 is the estimated time. Yeah. You want to put it up now? Yeah. While we were at LMA, we talked about putting some banners up on the 2 ends. So we talked to the guy at LMA and we got a pretty good price on them, on the banners. So we selected those banners. You got them? That's what we're thinking about putting up. It's going to say welcome on one side with the oak tree and the town of Brule on the other. And it's going to be on each side of the pole. It's going to be on the front town limits and then the added side town limits. Say welcome. And we'll put them up for, I guess, the fall until our Christmas decorations come back around. So the money's in the beautification budget. What's the number on it? Do you have the price? Do you remember? Right, is less than $500? Yeah, it was less than $500 total. And it's four up. So we'll have those up pretty soon.
And that's the vendor we deal with?
Yes, that's the guy we deal with our Christmas decorations, yeah. So as time goes on, you know, we may change with a couple seasons, maybe do red, white, and blue in the summer, or maybe a spring one, and just do two or three of them. We do Christmas decorations during the Christmas time. He suggested we change them out because the wind tends to whip them, tear them. Anyway, we'll see those hopefully pretty soon. And that's it with Mayor's report. Remarks of personal privilege?
What about the, did you have retained bonds on all that property for the school?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Which way will that water go off that property? Anybody know?
From what I can gather in our meetings, and Shane, if I'm wrong, maybe you can help me out. It's going to be retention, but not like a big pond like you see back here. I think they're going to retain it somewhat differently, but it is going to end up crossing the highway and going to Tonton. That's the only place it's going to go. I don't know. Shane, correct me if I'm wrong. They're not going to go back under the highway.
Well, I don't think they're going to try to go initially right under the highway straight across.
Right.
Although that's an option. They're going to try to bring it south a little bit, join the big canal.
Yeah, and go across.
Which eventually will bring it to the top.
But to answer your question about they're going to retain that water for sure. Because
yes.
That's a lot of concrete that's going to shed a lot of water as opposed to going down in the ground. But yeah, it's definitely, and Roy and Ted DeBaney, our engineering firm, they're going to be heavily involved in what happens with that as far as where that water's going to go.
Oh, I have one comment. Chief, I know y'all can't clone yourselves. Oh, you got another comment?
Oh.
Talking to Mr. Bob.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I know. That's okay. Timeout, Shane. Timeout. I know y'all can't clone yourselves, but somebody last week brought a concern to me about those trucks on the river road, the ones that have those containers that are evidently coming from the port and going that way and
yes,
coming back empty. And he said they really are exceeding the speed limit.
Okay.
And I was out there talking with them, and I wasn't out there more than 10 minutes and two of them passed.
Okay.
I know y'all can't be every place all the time, but that was a concern.
We'll pay more attention to it, sure.
Near the middle school,
okay.
River Road. So I appreciate it, y'all.
Yes,
keep
ma'am.
An eye out for that. Thank
no
you.
No problem.
Anyone else? All right, next up, too, and I want the council to correct me if I'm wrong. Labor Day is on that on Monday, September 3rd. So we normally move the meeting to the 4th, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
so that's
already done that.
Did we? Yeah, I thought we had done that. I wasn't sure. So the September committee meeting has been moved Tuesday, September 4th due to Labor Day. The town hall will be closed Monday, September 3rd for Labor Day. With that, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Moved.
Moved by Mr. Richard.
Second.
Second by Mr. Niesler. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.
Nobody's going to leave. We're not going to move.
So we got to get out.